This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. You can also create the content right there on the front page of our website over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, Donald Trump apparently has declared war on the GOP.
Apparently he doesn't know you can't do that as president.
Saying the shackles have been taken off. We could talk about that. Also, the bizarre story about men who are paying pretend girlfriends to send them texts and Snapchats, paying $100 a month for this service. We can tell you more about that on the way. And, Mark, there was a story the other night here on Free Talk Live that we teased a few times. I think it was Wednesday night, and we never ended up getting to it. So I wanted to start with that because it's never fair to continually tease something and then never actually pay it off. So what's the story? It's from, about porn.
From Reason.com, their hit-and-run blog, usually shorter stories there. I think this one's great. Dad asks cops to intervene in daughter's sexting. They arrest him for child porn. This is from Lenore Skenazy. Is it Skenazy or Skenazy?
Skenazy, I believe it was. Yeah. Free Range Kids is her blog. Great blog.
And at some point, if it happens often enough, parents will understand after they get arrested, after their children get arrested, after their children get shot, that it's time to stop calling the police on your kids. Okay? If you can't handle your children, you probably... You know, I don't even know. I don't have a good solution for you. Sorry. Calling the cops and your kids. Does anyone have a story where this worked out well?
Well, I mean, if it works out well, presumably it wouldn't make it into the news.
All right. Well, it didn't work for this guy.
But generally, I consider it to be a bad idea. Because
but I'm not asking you, Ian. I've got an audience of tens of thousands of people who can call in and tell me, have you done this? Have you called the police and it turned out well? What was it like? The number is 855-450-3733. Because I'm getting sick and tired of reading stories about parents who call the cops on their kids and their kids end up in worse shape. In this case, the guy got
it. In this case, the dad got in trouble, but in a lot of cases, your kid might end up dead.
A man who found his 15-year-old stepdaughter was sexting her boyfriend proceeded to download the evidence and bring it into the school and the police to ask them to intervene.
Wow.
Oh, dear readers, you know where this is heading. Intervene they did. Now the dad has been convicted on child pornography charges and placed on the sex offender registry. This despite the judge understanding exactly why the man, Ashen Ortel, 57, held on to the images. There's no suggestion of any exploitation of them by anybody, ruled Judge Jane Patrick over in Australia, which is becoming as daffy as the United States. You made no attempt to conceal the images. In fact, you were so concerned that you contacted the authorities about the images. But who cares about good intentions? The judge ruled him a kiddie pornographer anyway.
Unbelievable.
That shouldn't ruin his life or anything, right? It all went down like this, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. In a case that could have had consequences for parents concerned about sexting, 57-year-old Ashen Ortel was sentenced in the county court this week after admitting to copying the naked images onto a computer and a USB stick. Despite warnings he could be prosecuted, Ortel kept the images because he was not satisfied by the response from police and the girl's school. He had informed them about the sexual photos his stepdaughter had taken, had sent to her boyfriend. After refusing to delete the pictures, Ortel's computer and USBs were seized in multiple raids by police in 2013, and they found 18 images on the devices.
So wait a minute. So he went to them, told them about this.
Yeah.
They didn't do what he wanted them to do.
That's correct.
So he decided he was going
to
keep...
He wanted the government to do his parenting for him.
Right.
What a surprise. A socialist of the socialist country gets crushed by his own government.
But he decided that he was going to keep the images because he was mad that the school and the police wouldn't do anything.
That'll show them.
Well, he wanted to further, have the evidence so he could further prove it, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, hey, I have this.
And they won't do anything about it.
Yeah, we're going to get this done somehow. Somehow, some investigator's going to come along and I'm going to show them, and
oh my
that's going to be that.
What a nut job. I mean, you'd think the first time that they rebuffed you, like, hey, Dad, go delete those images. You know, we're not going to charge your daughter, or whatever it was he wanted them to do. They weren't doing.
Oftentimes when
he had
the
chance to get out of this,
a telephone call would take care of it. Like, many times the police would pick up the phone and say, hey, this is Officer, Wojciechowicz, and I'd like to talk to you about this particular situation, young lady. It's come to our attention that you've sent some pictures that are unacceptable, and if we find out that you're doing this again, you could face all kinds of disciplinary actions and even end up your little butt in jail. Don't do it anymore, Missy. And, like, how long did it take me to say that? Add that to the dialing the phone. Call it 1 minute. These cops often take 10 to tell you, no, we're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 minute it would have taken them to pick up the phone and do something about it.
Well, again, it's not their job.
Bureaucrats.
It's not their job to raise your kids for you.
It is their job to do something about naked pictures being sent, right?
Well, purportedly it is, but of course they can always use their discretion.
Well, they've been shown evidence of naked pictures being sent by young ladies. What do they want? They want this evidence out there. They want people to get a hold of it. They want to be able to arrest them for child pornography. Is that what they're looking for?
I don't know. It's crazy. Is there more to the story?
Yeah, sure. It goes on. Judge Patrick ruled that while his case was unusual, under no circumstances can a person hold on to sexual pictures of children. Having pled guilty, Ortel now has to register as a sex offender for 8 years. The ridiculous advice the Victoria police are giving to parents in the wake of this case is talk to your children about sexting and encourage them not to communicate with people they don't know. Well, okay.
And, wow.
How would that have helped? The girl was definitely communicating with somebody she did know, her boyfriend. I'm also guessing that talking to her kids about sexting is like talking to them about abstinence. A few may pay heed, but many won't.
Right. Now, Vincent is in our studio here tonight as our third co-host, and you're fairly young, what, 18 years old?
Exactly 18, yeah.
That you are of the age range that is fairly heavily involved in the sexting phenomenon. You're fresh out of high school, first year in college this year. Is it, how often do you hear about this stuff happening? How often do you get past something? I mean, I'm not asking you to admit guilt, but, if things
Please
are being
don't
passed,
admit guilt.
if naked pictures are being passed around, how often does that happen in high school? Not necessarily that it happened to you, but how often do you catch wind of that sort of thing?
I would only hear about it in rumors. Actually, I didn't know anyone in my grade when I was a senior that did it. It was actually a lot of the younger kids that would do it, like freshmen and middle schoolers would do sexting. And I was shocked. And the thing is, they don't know that it's illegal. I would say to them, I'd say, people are like, oh yeah, so-and-so sent a picture, naked picture of someone else. And I'd say, well, that's illegal. That's child pornography. That's, a serious offense. People get their lives ruined over that.
Oh, yeah, nobody would talk to you about this stuff then.
They have no idea, though. I mean,
yeah, they have no idea it's illegal. They just, send it. I say, what if it gets out there? What if someone uses it to blackmail you, And you could tell I was fun at parties,
Right.
And
you're a blast.
And, yeah, and they had no idea. They absolutely didn't. They didn't care, and I don't see how they would know, because of all the stuff we learn in health class and all the, degenerate stuff we learn, they don't say, oh, yeah, by the way, if you're under 18, you send naked pictures of yourself, that's child pornography, and that's a big crime.
Hmm. That would be interesting information to have. This must be something that's going on with young people.
It seems very popular.
Sure.
I mean, based on the amount of news stories that we see, and I think we actually saw some statistics at one point. I'll see if I can pull it up. But it was a fair amount of young people that have at some time engaged in either taking a photo of themselves or receiving a photo of someone in their age range.
Yeah, I got to say that it doesn't happen very often to a 45-year-old married guy that somebody sends me some kind of racy picture.
Mm-hmm.
Happened once, but that was about it.
All right, so he's facing, what was it? What was the penalty?
He's on the sex offender registry for 8 years.
But he didn't have to go to jail?
Right.
Okay. Well, It could have been a lot worse, I guess.
Well, I think that
sex offender registry is not a good thing, but no jail time is.
So I don't know what the punishments are like in Australia. Yeah. I can't speak to that. But I got to say that if I had to pick between being on probation for a year and the sex offender registry for 8 years,
probation.
I would probably pick the probation for a year.
No doubt.
So it seems like they could have charged him with, something that didn't label him a pervert.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you're a parent who's used the police to discipline, we'd love to hear from you.
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take a your way, Siri. You can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. You can also join us in real life every now and then. Coming up, you'll be able to do so in late February at Anarchapulco, as well as other great libertarian folks like Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Kradowski, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Tone Vase, and many more. You can go to anarchapulco.com to get the full list of speakers, get early bird tickets. It's happening February 25th through the 28th. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists. It's held annually in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, and they'll bring together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. They'll be at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo, and that is, again, February 25th through the 28th. We will have the pleasure of broadcasting from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there, perhaps. Go to anarchapulco.com and get your early bird tickets.
It's a great event. I went to it 2 years ago, and I am excited to go back.
So this 57-year-old man, was it? Ashan Ortel of Australia took a guilty plea to possession of child pornography. He's been given a 12-month good behavior bond and has been ordered to be placed on the sex offender registry for 8 years after his conviction.
That's the part of this that bugs me the most. I mean, it's everybody agrees he's not really a sex offender, but let's put him on the list anyway.
And apparently there's some sort of mandatory sentence. According to the Herald Sun, Ortel's man's name, said after the sentencing, quote, "I didn't create this stuff. I didn't distribute it. By law, it's mandatory that they put you on this register, but I could tell the judge didn't really want to do it." Which, of course, you know, mandatory minimum sentencing tends to be a terrible thing, in my opinion. I don't think that...
Well, let's make people experts at something and then undermine them by people who are not experts, right? Because that's what legislators would be in this circumstance. And a judge would be the best expert you've got on a particular case.
Mm-hmm.
And the legislators know, you know, F all about it. And
right, the legislature has basically taken away, it's basically like the equivalent of zero tolerance for courts. I mean, that's what a mandatory minimum essentially is when you boil it down. They have no ability to think. They have no ability to, you know, take each individual case on its own merits. They have to, if the charge is X, they have to sentence to at least Y. And that's just not good at all. It does not help create justice. In any way,
there certainly have been lenient sentences in the course of U.S. history. There's no doubt about it. There was one recently where I think it was Brock Turner, this athlete, somehow supposedly raped this woman. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I mean, people were outraged by the sentence. There's no doubt about it. It's interesting that the judge was supposedly a Democratic appointee as opposed to a Republican one, but whatever. It seemed like the folks that were mad about it were the social justice warriors. So I don't know. It's all very confusing. I don't think that legislators are going to solve this problem. They haven't solved it yet, and they're not going to start.
Well, you know, now that Ortel has been sentenced to all this, you know, whatever it was, the up to a year, or I guess it wasn't in jail, but it was basically a suspended sentence or something, good behavior. So if he's a bad boy again, they could probably unsuspend
that
sentence.
Yeah, this looks like a suspended sentence,
and hit him with that.
It's a good behavior bond.
So now he finally has something that he can talk to his stepdaughter about. He has a real-life example of what happens when you possess so-called child pornography, and he can just point to himself now as, look, this is what happens to you, or what could happen to you if you got caught with this stuff. Now, you know, worst case for her, she was 15 apparently at the time of the photos being taken.
Yeah, but this was some time ago.
Sure, I guess if you're right. If she's now older than 18 and still has possession of photos of herself that she took when she was 15, I guess they could really charge her with possession of child pornography, but I was just thinking if she was still under the age of 18, then there would probably be very little legally that could be done to her. In a lot of cases we've seen there, what they've done is they've they basically have like a special program for teenagers that they kind of put them into rather than sending them to criminal jail or something like that. They basically have a class that they force them to take to say, this is bad, you shouldn't do this, kids. As though something is really going to happen to you if you take a picture of yourself naked at any age. I mean, I understand the idea is that this is somehow going to ruin your life, but the reality is a conviction for child pornography is what ruins your life. A conviction with the police is what hurts you, not somebody outside of your circle of friends happening to come across a naked picture of you. I just don't think that there are really any serious consequences that could come from that.
It seems like pornography has become so mainstream now that that you may be correct. I wouldn't recommend this as a way to get ahead in life. So I'm going to still stick with, hey, don't take naked pictures of yourself.
Oh, I think it's generally a bad idea. I think it's
generally... The video camera comes on, the clothes stay on.
Right. Look, if you want to share your nakedness with your girlfriend or boyfriend, do it in person.
Yeah.
Where they're there and they can actually see you and appreciate you in real life. And, don't allow photos to be taken of that. Because ultimately, whether you're young or older, a lot of times relationships don't work out. And especially when you're young, they don't work out.
Yeah, the chances, if you are 18 years old, the chances of you spending the rest of your life with the person you love right now are very, very slim. If you live in the United States. Look, I don't know what it's like in India or whatever.
Right. So that means that your boyfriend or girlfriend, if you've shared those photos with them, they are going to have them when you break up. And ultimately that results in a lot of cases, breakups don't go real well for some people. They don't get along afterwards. Well, that can result in, of course, those pictures being uploaded to various websites.
Revenge porn.
Revenge porn, as they call it. And or spread around further than you had originally intended them for to be spread around. So, if you want to avoid these consequences, whether it's legal or embarrassment from people seeing the photos, then it's better to just not have them in the first place.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, so there you go. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. But I liked your question, Mark, as to whether any parents out there have actually tried to use the police for disciplinary purposes. We've seen this go really badly. I mean, it went badly for this dad, or the stepdad, I guess, in this case. But it's gone even worse for other people who have called the police to deal with their rambunctious teenager. One story that really sticks in my mind was the young man who took his grandmother's car for a joyride in Florida. She called the police on them because he technically had stolen her car. And then when they caught him, they went ahead and put him into a juvenile camp of some sort where he ended up dying.
Woke up dead one day.
I don't think he woke up dead. I think it was something happened to him out on like a...
Well, if you're dead, you can't wake up anyways. But
I forget what it was, but they basically killed him in that camp.
Something bad happened.
And it was entirely unnecessary. And you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But while we're talking about child pornography, there's an interesting story here from the EFF about the Playpen case, where the FBI actually ran a child porn server. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Here at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and you can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Also, healthcare is all messed up in the United States. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. And sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com, and they give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you'll love the service and price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We started the show tonight talking about a stepdad who snitched on his teenage daughter, basically, for having sexting photos on her phone that he discovered somehow. I have to wonder how... how he discovered them in the first
place.
Parents
hunt down their stuff from their kids. I mean, you know, they're looking at electronic devices and, yeah. and these kinds of things. Haven't you seen the video on Facebook of the dad that was going through his son's mail, so his son sent himself a glitter bomb?
No, that sounds hilarious. There's video of this happening? Meaning yeah. that the son knew his dad was going to open the glitter bomb, so he set up a camera to catch it happen?
That's right.
That's pretty brilliant.
The dad wasn't happy. Or he was a good actor, one of the two.
Yeah, right, because it could have been faked. Now, how do you make a glitter bomb?
Well, in this case, it was just a spring-loaded glitter bomb. So, you know, he had a tubular, box.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if you call a tubular box a tube that, you know, just had a springy big thing on it that, you know, he filled up with glitter. And then when it was opened, it went spring.
Boing.
And then all the, glitter went everywhere. And the guy is unhappy.
So, I guess, this brings me to another question, Mark. You've got a son. He's not yet old enough to have his own smartphone, although some parents will be buying their kids smartphones at the age that Jack is. What is he, 8 going on 9 here
shortly? Yeah, 8 going on 9, yeah.
Some parents would probably have their kids with a smartphone at this age, but I believe he does not yet have one.
No, it would be convenient for him to have a phone now and then if he goes somewhere to, you know, be able to call back and, you know, say get a ride home or something when it's time. But at this point, it really doesn't make any sense.
Are you going to be one of those parents who is snooping through your son's phone?
I think that I have responsibility for Jack and his life up to this point. Mm-hmm. He hasn't exhibited any problems in this particular area where I think he's going to get himself into difficulty. I try to be an asset.
He doesn't have a girlfriend yet, so he's likely not going to be receiving or sending any sex.
If I got evidence that he was doing something, say, in his room that he needed needed addressing by a parental figure, I would certainly go in his room. At this point, probably what that would be is, I don't know, he's keeping crickets in a box or something.
Mm-hmm.
But if I heard cricket noises, yes, I would go into his room and look for the crickets. It's not
sure.
like I'm, you know, respecting his privacy when it comes to cricket collecting or anything. So, yeah, I don't go for that. The person who pays the mortgage is the one who decides what goes on in the house.
I tend to agree with you there. So what you're saying is you're okay with searching his room for crickets or whatever, and that means you would also search his phone if you had some reason to do so.
Well, sorry. I paid for the phone.
Yeah.
I pay for the phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do. Yeah. Right.
Of course, you probably don't know the first thing about searching through a phone, which would make you relatively...
He likely could, if he's smart enough to hide stuff, then he's smart enough to get a program that helps him hide the stuff from the parents. You can probably type right into the App Store, parental hiding folder or something, and come up with something that's really awesome that there's no way I'm going to get through.
I bet you're right about that. You can share your parenting thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, you know, were you a young person who had your parents snooping on you? And what was that like? What did it do for your relationship with your parents? Because it would seem to me that would kind of dissolve whatever trust might have actually existed between you and your son or daughter. But I could be wrong about that. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What about you, Vincent? Did you have any, not about sexting, but did you have any issues with parents violating your privacy at all when you were growing up?
They certainly tried. My parents weren't very technologically literate.
Mm-hmm.
I never wanted, like, an email or a computer. I got one, or, like, you know, computer stuff. I was forced to get one by the school in seventh grade.
They forced you to get a computer?
An email address for school.
Okay.
You know, I didn't want to get into that, and then I did, and they didn't teach us how to be safe on there. And, yeah, I got myself into some trouble and stuff.
Really?
But my parents, I always kept one step ahead of my parents, and they wanted to know what was on. They kept threatening to, like, go through the hard drive one day or go, you know, through via internet service provider.
Go right ahead. Go through the hard drive.
See what I was looking at. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, fine, you know, do it. And they never did. They never did.
So they were just bluffing.
I think they didn't know how to do it, or they just had so much stuff at the time that they never ended up doing it. And I turned out relatively fine. I am here in Keeneville, but...
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. The warrant that the FBI used in the Playpen investigation, this is from the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, resulted in the delivery of malware to over 1,000 computers located around the world. This violated Rule 41, which is an important rule of federal criminal procedure. Now, the playpen case is one that we've talked about here on Free Talk Live.
We're vaguely involved in it.
Because the studios were actually raided in relation to that case, allegedly, back in March of this year. So it's been more just over 6 months now since that actually happened. They have a bunch of the devices that they stole from the studio, computers, flash drives, things like that.
And we people have, who, you know, live here in the house, too, right?
Huh?
Well, oh, yeah, there's
like
devices
phones
that have,
and
yeah.
Whatever was here, they took. And they haven't given anything back yet, but also haven't filed any charges. Of course, it could take many months before something happens.
We've heard numbers as long as 5 years. We don't know.
Right. I expect
it'd
that they're
interesting if we got any paperwork on this. Yeah. We have no information.
I expect that they're not going to find anything on what they took, but then again, I don't know who all had what and what wherever on whatever devices.
So. Yeah, you know, I love your optimism on that, but the difficulty that I have with it is that they didn't take everything.
That's true. Very strange.
And, you know, if you don't take everything,
they took almost everything.
But they left.
I'd say they took 90%.
In one case, they opened up a computer, took one hard drive out of it, and left three hard drives. You can't tell me that's police work. That's right. Something other than police work, and that says to me that they intend to find something. That to me is a threat. That to me says that they're going to plant something, because if you don't have all the discs, then you can't say conclusively there is no child pornography on all the discs.
So
this is our stuff.
It violated Rule 41, which is the warrant that resulted in these raids. Although Rule 41 may seem obscure, it plays a vital role in limiting when federal law enforcement agencies can conduct lawful searches and seizures. The warrant used in the playpen investigation is an omen of warrants to come. That's because the Department of Justice is advocating for a change to Rule 41 that, if it takes effect, was designed to authorize exactly this kind of warrant. So they're going to take a look at Rule 41, what happened in the case, and the changes that the DOJ is trying to make, which there is actually a campaign that they're putting together that will help hopefully stop this. And that is the I'll get the website for you here in just a moment. But
we probably should be involved in this campaign, buddy.
Yeah, well, no, we've promoted it once previously. Rule 41 is a part of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure. It's a set of rules that govern criminal investigations and prosecutions in the federal court system. Rule 41 authorizes federal magistrate judges, a specific type of federal judge, to issue search warrants for federal law enforcement. One important restriction in the rule deals with where the warrant application must be made. Right now, Rule 41 only authorizes magistrate judges to issue warrants to conduct searches in the judicial district where the magistrate is located. So, for example, if the FBI wants to search a house in San Francisco, it must apply for a search warrant in the Northern District of California, not the Western District of Texas. That Texas judge cannot issue a warrant to search a home in California under Rule 41.
Yeah.
But that's what the feds are trying to change. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username to connect with us here is lrn.fm. And by the way, the campaign by the Electronic Frontier Foundation against the changes to Rule 41, which we're telling you about here, is called noglobalwarrants.org. That's where you can go and send a message to your U.S. representative or senator and let them know that you don't want this to happen, this change, which we'll tell you more about here in a moment.
Now, let me just to get a little clarity on this. So if the FBI brings a warrant to a regular judge and not a magistrate judge, then they can get a global warrant, right?
I don't know how far or wide a regular judge could issue a warrant. I'm not sure about that. This specifically has to do with a magistrate judge. So why they would bring it to a magistrate judge if they could have that power at a regular judge level, I don't know. Maybe it's easier to get in front of a magistrate judge. I'm not really sure. But regardless, in the case of the Playpen case where the FBI actually ran a child pornography server for a period of 2 weeks, they did go in front of a magistrate judge, and that judge, as I'll explain here, issued essentially a warrant that covered far more than their jurisdiction. So the EFF explains that this territorial restriction is an important one. It ensures that any search or seizure that's authorized has a sufficient nexus to the judicial district. And this helps guard against law enforcement forum shopping, where law enforcement is able to seek out sympathetic or unquestioning judges to obtain warrants. Because if you know that a judge in, you know, the Eastern District of Texas is a real loose guy and he'll just issue a warrant for anywhere, anytime, no matter what, well, then every FBI agent's going to go to that judge. Whereas case, you know, if you actually have to go to the judge in the district in which you want to have something searched, there's a greater chance that there's going to be some level of, you know, questioning from some judge at some point.
Yeah, the snowglobalwarrants.org is easy to use. I just went there and did it.
So where law enforcement, anyway, in the playpen case, the FBI blew straight through that territorial limitation. The FBI went to a magistrate judge in the Eastern District of Virginia and asked her to sign off on a warrant that would allow them to deliver malware to search any computer that accessed playpen, no matter where the computer was located. So the FBI did just that, searching computers located in Arkansas, California, Louisiana, and so on. They named a bunch of states. Under the terms of Rule 41, the magistrate could only authorize searches that occurred in the Eastern District of Virginia. But remember, because users were accessing the site through Tor, which is the anonymizing one of the anonymizing systems for the Internet, the FBI didn't know where its searches would take place. That means a user might have accessed the site, and searches might have been carried out next door, the next city over, the next state over, or the next country over. In fact, there's evidence that the FBI did conduct international searches. These types of international searches are particularly problematic because many countries have laws prohibiting precisely that type of hacking. If the FBI didn't know where its searches would occur, then why did the magistrate issue the warrant? Well, the short answer is the FBI misled the judge.
Okay.
They actually show the application for the search warrant here, and it clearly states that the searches will be carried out on, quote, persons or property located in the Eastern District of Virginia, unquote.
Apparently that didn't occur because they arrested people all over the place.
Well, there was at least one case that happened in the Eastern District of Virginia, but the supermajority of the searches were conducted outside of that. That was not true, and the FBI knew it. And had the FBI filled out the warrant application honestly, making it clear that they didn't know where the searches would be carried out, there's a good chance the magistrate would not have issued the warrant in the first place. So, in fact, one court reviewing the issue said exactly that, finding that, quote, had the magistrate judge understood that the NIT technology would search computers in other districts, she probably would not have issued the warrant given the limitations of the rule. Unquote. The FBI also did not bother to mention the magistrate was authorizing activities that would likely violate the laws of other countries.
Now, this is just something that goes on. When it comes to law enforcement, they're always going to push the boundaries, right? They want to go out and get the bad guys. They believe they've got the bad guys, and they want to get the bad guys. So they're going to do what it takes to push the boundaries.
To get more power, push the envelope.
Right, and a lot of people sort of wonder, well, why in the world are we stopping police from being able to get bad guys? Well, one of the reasons is that the fact is that innocent people get put in prison all the time. We have these systems in place to try to prevent that. Our system is based on the notion that it is better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent one is convicted.
I agree.
Now, there's nothing to agree about. That's what the system's based on. And somebody who wants the opposite, who would rather see one guilty person, get locked up so the 10 guilty people can get locked up too?
You got that wrong. One innocent person locked up so 10 guilties would be locked up.
Those people are, there's judicial systems out there for you, and it's not this one.
Right.
And you need another place. Because
it's all
this
fine and good until that one innocent person is your son or your daughter or your wife or your husband.
Right. And let's also not forget that the judicial system is something different than it was even 50 years ago. Now, almost nobody takes something to trial because
Right. The
way that the plea bargain system works is it's designed to disincentivize this, heavily disincentivize it. And when it comes to the federal system, it's even more so. There are we had a caller call in one time, and they hadn't had a case in their courthouse in months.
Wow.
People don't take it in, take things to trial. And
especially not in the federal system.
It's in the federal system, it's even worse because they're so overloaded, they just don't want to deal with the cases, so they just pile charges in and they scare the bejesus out of people, and they just take the plea one after another after another after another. I know some people right here in Keene, New Hampshire that they had a head shop, they were selling complete legal stuff. There's a store directly across the street that was selling the same thing. For whatever reason, the cops came in and busted one store, didn't bust the other store, and these people ended up taking plea bargains when they'd done nothing.
That's right.
And basically the plea bargain was so that the police could keep all the materials and their truck and everything else they confiscated. It was nuts. And it happens all the time.
Weren't they going to get the truck back? Wasn't there something that they got back out of that plea bargain?
I don't recall them getting anything back.
Okay. But yeah, for the most part, they kept almost absolutely everything. According to the EFF, all this information the federal judiciary needs when it's signing off on warrants, especially ones authorizing a surveillance technique as novel as the one used here. And just for those that don't know, what happened was they put a hacking tool on the computers that were accessing this child pornography website.
Now, we don't know what that hacking tool is. They won't reveal that information.
It's so important to them that they not reveal it that they actually scuttled one of their cases already.
Right. They're dropping charges when people are asking, how did you collect this information?
Correct. It's part of discovery.
Really, 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 really important, ladies and gentlemen.
That's basic discovery.
If you don't know how information was collected, that means that it may not have been collected.
Or legally collected, or, you know, what was the chain of custody on it.
And the case with Free Talk Live, and this is what worries me, is that a few weeks before we were raided here, I called the FBI unprofessional in dealing with the Oregon standoff that went on some months ago. Mm-hmm. Then, less than a week prior to the raid, we talked about the FBI distributing child pornography, which is what they were doing. They were distributing child pornography. At this point, the only people guilty of distributing child pornography in the Playpen case is the Federal Bureau of Investigations.
And that likely the operator of the site who they busted before they took over the website.
He may have pled out at this point. We don't have the answer. Okay, fine. Him and the FBI. Yep. That means that, frankly, everybody who works in the FBI is working with child pornographers, and that makes them just as guilty as far as I'm concerned. They're covering for child pornography. And this is what it's all about, is that when we here on Free Talk Live, as the press, we try to hold their feet to the fire. We try to say what they're doing. We try to show people, and then they crack down on us. I don't know if there's an angry FBI agent out there, one rogue agent that's willing to plant evidence or add our name to a list or anything like that. We don't know that.
Fortunately, almost every federal court that we know of has looked at the issue has recognized the warrant ran afoul of Rule 41. Although the courts have disagreed about whether the violation requires suppression of the evidence obtained through the search, in our view, says the EFF, this kind of misrepresentation from federal law enforcement shouldn't be tolerated by the courts. The only option should be suppression. But what's been happening in some of these cases is the judges have said, well, yeah, the FBI shouldn't have gone and done that.
Right.
They shouldn't have gotten the...
They broke the law.
The judge shouldn't have issued this warrant, but you know what? They found the child pornography, and so therefore we're just going to go ahead and let this evidence in because they had the best of intentions. And that's essentially, there's like some legal term for that, but that's essentially what their argument is. But then there are a few other judges who have said, nope, this was a illegal warrant, so therefore, fruit of the poison tree.
Yeah, it's
got to
go up the line, and if, in all likelihood, if the Supreme Court is on their job, they're going to find that this is, that this is a violation of the law. Now, I'll point out, not a single one of these FBI agents that distributed child pornography and broke America's laws will go to jail.
Of course not. They have immunity because they work for the state. 855-450-FREE. Hour 2 is coming up. More on Rule 41.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.